Welcome to day 221 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host from Hidden with Christ Ministries. Today we will be reading from the Amplified Translation, and we will cover Jeremiah chapters 7, 8, and 9. So beginning at Jeremiah 7, verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, 'Hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust not in the lying words of the false prophets who maintain that God will protect Jerusalem because his temple is there, saying, 'This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.' For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly and truly execute justice between every man and his neighbor, if you do not oppress the transient and the alien, the fatherless and the widow, or shed innocent blood by oppression and by judicial murders in Jerusalem, or go after other gods to your own hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave of old to your fathers to dwell in forever. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot benefit, so that you do not profit. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and go after other gods that you have not known? And then dare to come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, 'By the discharge of this religious formality we are set free,' only to go on with this wickedness and these abominations? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes, a place of retreat for you between acts of violence? Behold, I myself have seen it, says the Lord. But go now to my place, which was in Shiloh, in Ephraim, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these things, says the Lord, and because when I spoke to you persistently, even rising up early and speaking, you did not listen, and when I called you, you did not answer, therefore will I do to this house, the temple, which is called by my name and in which you trust, to the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I did to Shiloh, and I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole posterity of Ephraim. Therefore, do not pray for this people of Judah, or lift up a cry or entreaty for them, or make intercession to me, for I will not listen to or hear you. Do you not see what they are doing in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead the dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven, and they pour out drink offerings to other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Am I the one whom they provoke to anger, says the Lord? Is it not themselves whom they provoke to their own confusion and vexation and to their own shame? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my anger and my wrath will be poured out on this place, on man and beast, on the trees of the field and the fruit of the ground. It will burn and not be quenched. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat the flesh if you will. It will avail you nothing. For in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, I did not speak to your fathers or command them concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing I did command them, listen to and obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. And walk in the whole way that I command you, that it may be well with you. but they would not listen to and obey or bend their ear to me, but followed the counsels and the stubborn promptings of their own evil hearts and minds, and they turned their backs and went in reverse instead of forward. Since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt to this day, I have persistently sent to you all my servants the prophets, sending them daily, early and late. Yet the people would not listen to and obey me or bend their ear to me, but stiffened their necks and behaved worse than their fathers. Speak all these words to them, but they will not listen to and obey you. Also, call to them, but they will not answer you. Yet you shall say to them, this is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord their God or receive instruction and correction and warning. Truth and faithfulness have perished and have completely vanished from their mouths. Cut off your hair, your crown, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on the bare heights, for the Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, says the Lord. They have set their abominations, extremely disgusting and shamefully vile things, in the house which is called by my name, to defile it. And they have built the high places of Topheth, which is in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, in honor of Molech, the fire god, which I did not command, nor did it come into my mind or heart. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when it shall no more be called Topheth, or the valley of Ben-Hinnom, son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For in bloody warfare they will bury in Topheth till there is no more room and no place else to bury. And the dead bodies of this people will be meat for the fowls of the air and for the beasts of the earth, and none will frighten them away. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land will become a waste. Chapter 8. At that time, says the Lord, the Babylonian army will break open the sepulchres, and they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, the bones of its princes, the bones of its priests, the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem from their graves. And they will carelessly scatter the corpses before the sun and the moon and all the host of heaven, which the dead have loved and which they have served and after which they have walked and which they have sought, inquired of, and required, and which they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered or be buried. They shall be like dung upon the face of the earth. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of those who remain of this evil family nation, who remain in all the places to which I have driven them, says the Lord of hosts. Moreover, you, Jeremiah, shall say to them, thus says the Lord, shall men fall and not rise up again? Shall one turn away from God and not repent and return to him? Why then is this people of Jerusalem turned away with a perpetual turning away from me? They hold fast to deceit, idolatry. They refuse to repent and return to God. I have listened and heard, but they have not spoken aright. No man repents of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turns to his individual course as the horse rushes like a torrent into battle. Even the migratory birds are punctual to their seasons. Yes, the stork, excelling in the great height of her flight, in the heavens knows her appointed times of migration, and the turtle dove, the swallow, and the crane observe the time of their return. But my people do not know the law of the Lord, which the lower animals instinctively recognize insofar as it applies to them. How can you say, we are wise, and we have the written law of the Lord, and are learned in its language and teachings? Behold, the truth is, the lying pen of the scribes has made of the law a falsehood, a mere code of ceremonial observances. The wise men shall be put to shame, they shall be dismayed and taken captive. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom and broad, full intelligence is in them. Therefore will I give their wives to others, and their fields to those who gain possession of them. For everyone, from the least even to the greatest, is given to covetousness, is greedy for unjust gain. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. For they have healed the wound of the daughter of my people only lightly and slightingly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. They are brought to shame because they have committed abominations, extremely disgusting and shamefully vile things, and yet they were not at all ashamed, nor could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among those who fall. At the time of their punishment they shall be overthrown, says the Lord. I will gather and sweep them away, utterly consuming them, says the Lord. I will find no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and even the leaf is withered, and the things that I have given them shall pass away from them, for I have appointed to them those who shall pass over them. Then say the people to each other, why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and let us enter into the fortified cities, and be silent or perish there. For the Lord our God has decreed our ruin, and given us bitter and poisonous water to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. We looked for peace and completeness, but no good came, and for a time of healing, but behold, dismay, trouble, and terror. The snorting of Nebuchadnezzar's horses is heard from Dan on the northern border of Palestine. At the sound of the neighing of his strong war horses, the whole land quakes, for they come and devour the land and all that is in it, the city and those who dwell in it. For behold, I am sending among you serpents, adders which cannot be charmed, and they shall bite you, says the Lord. Oh, that I, Jeremiah, could comfort myself against sorrow, for my grief is beyond healing. My heart is sick and faint within me. Behold, says the prophet, listen to the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people for help, because of those who dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? But the Lord answers, why have they provoked me to anger with their carved images and with foreign idols? The harvest is past, the summer has ended, and the gathering of fruit is over, yet we are not saved. Comes again the voice of the people. For the hurt of the daughter of my people, am I, Jeremiah, hurt? I go around mourning. Dismay has taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people restored? Because Zion no longer enjoyed the presence of the great physician. Chapter 9. Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a reservoir of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place, a mere shelter for wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go away from them. for they are all adulterers, rendering worship to idols instead of to the Lord, who has espoused the people to himself. They are a gang of treacherous men, faithless even to each other. And they bend their tongue, which is their bow, for the lies they shoot. And not according to faithfulness do they rule and become strong in the land, for they proceed from evil to evil. And they do not know and understand and acknowledge me, says the Lord. Let everyone beware of his neighbor and put no trust in any brother. For every brother is an utter and complete supplanter, one who takes by the heel and trips up, a deceiver, a Jacob. And every neighbor goes about as a slanderer. And they deceive and mock every one his neighbor, and do not speak the truth. They have taught their tongues to speak lies. They weary themselves committing iniquity. Your habitation is in the midst of deceit, oppression upon oppression, and deceit upon deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know and understand me, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will melt them by the process of affliction to remove the dross and test them. For how else should I deal with the daughter of my people? Their tongue is a murderous arrow. It speaks deceitfully. One speaks peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he lays snares and waits in ambush for him. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? For the mountains I will take up a weeping and a wailing, and for the pastures of the wilderness a lament, because they are burned up and desolated, so that no one passes through them. Neither can men hear any longer the lowing of cattle. Both the fowls of the air and the beasts have fled. They are gone. I will make Jerusalem heaps of ruins, a dwelling place of jackals, and I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without inhabitant. Who is the wise man who may understand this? To whom has the mouth of the Lord spoken, that he may declare it? Why is the land ruined and laid waste like a wilderness, so that no one passes through it? And the Lord says, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not listened to and obeyed my voice or walked in accordance with it, but have walked stubbornly after their own hearts and after the Baals, as their fathers taught them. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and give them bitter and poisonous water to drink. I will scatter them also among nations that neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send the sword among them and after them until I have consumed them. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider and call for the mourning women to come. Send for the skillful women to come. Let them make haste and raise a wailing over us and for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush with water. For a sound of wailing is heard coming out of Zion. How we are plundered and ruined! We are greatly confounded and utterly put to shame, because we have forsaken the land, because they have cast down our dwellings that have cast us out. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O you women, and let your ears receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters a lament, and each one teach her neighbor a dirge. For death has come up into our windows. It has entered into our palaces, cutting off the children from outdoors and the young men from the streets. Speak, thus says the Lord. The dead bodies of men shall fall like dung on the open field and like sheaves of grain behind the reaper, and none shall gather them. Thus says the Lord. Let not the wise and skillful person glory and boast in his wisdom and skill. Let not the mighty and powerful person glory and boast in his strength and power. Let not the person who is rich in physical gratification and earthly wealth glory and boast in his temporal satisfactions and earthly riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me personally and practically, directly discerning and recognizing my character, that I am the Lord who practices loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will punish all who, though circumcised outwardly in the flesh, are still uncircumcised in corresponding inward purity. Egypt, Judah, Edom, the children of Ammon, Moab, all of whom are related except Egypt, and all who live in the desert and who clip off the corners of their hair and beards, for all these nations are uncircumcised in heart, and all the house of Israel is uncircumcised in heart. This is the end of today's scripture reading.
Before we move on to today's devotional, I wanted to let you know about some other free resources available to you from Hidden with Christ Ministries. We have a weekly teaching called Word for Wednesday, available on video through YouTube, or as an audio podcast available on all the major podcasting platforms. Just type in Word for Wednesday, Rita Langland, on YouTube or on your favorite podcast channel, or you can visit our website at hiddenwithchrist.org to find a library of hundreds of Bible teachings by yours truly, Rita Langland. And now let's continue with today's devotional.
In today's devotional, I want to draw your attention to the very last verse of Jeremiah chapter 8. So that would be verse 22. And this verse is essentially a rhetorical question, or several rhetorical questions, that are asked, and they have an answer, of course, but they are spoken so as to bring to the attention something very specific. Now remember, the setting here in Jeremiah is that the people of Judah have turned away from the Lord. They have turned to worshiping idols, sacrificing their children to the fire of Molech, the false god of the land in that area and the people groups of that area, and many other false gods that they worshiped. And so there was real desolation in the land, spiritually, morally, physically. They were being robbed continually. They were being invaded by invading armies. The northern kingdom had been carried off into captivity by the Assyrians, and now they were being threatened with being carried off by the Babylonians. So the state of the nation, the state of the Union address, if there was one at that time, would be a pitiful one, because the condition of life in that time was very sad, and they were not surviving as a nation. So the questions that are asked here in Jeremiah 8:22 read this way. It says, "Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people restored?" And then the Amplified Bible adds this in parentheses, "because Zion no longer enjoyed the presence of the great physician." Now let me address this rhetorical set of questions that we have here, because it applies to the situation that existed at the time of the prophet Jeremiah, but it also applies as well to our day. The question asked is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people restored? So the question essentially being asked by the prophet, or by the Lord through the prophet would be a better way to say it, is that the condition of the land needs healing, needs restoration, needs a miraculous intervention. And so the question asked is there no balm in Gilead? In other words, is there no medicine that can fix this problem? And the use of this metaphor, balm in Gilead, is very poetical, but also it's also a very clear picture to those people, because the balm that was being spoken of in a natural sense is a specific resin that came from a tree that grew profusely in the area called Gilead, east of the Jordan River. So that balm or balsam was, or resin that could be taken from this tree, was a natural ointment that was used to be applied to wounds and helped promote healing. So the prophet, inspired by the Holy Spirit, asks this question, is there no balm in Gilead? And the answer would be, if you answered it simply in the natural, there's plenty of balm in Gilead. There's lots of this resin that's used for medicinal purposes in Gilead, because the tree that produces it is in abundance in that area. So the answer would be, of course there's balm in Gilead. And God asks that question, but he's not talking about a resin that can be extracted from a tree to heal a wound on someone's body. It's a reference to the spiritual balm of Gilead, which is Christ himself, and you could say the blood of Jesus is that balm of Gilead, and it will heal all. There's nothing that blood of Jesus could not heal. And so the question, though asked in a natural way, is there no balm in Gilead? To which the natural answer would be, of course there's balm in Gilead. In fact, there's an abundance of it. Is true in the spiritual as well. There is a balm in Gilead. There is a healing available. There is a medicinal cure that can cure the disease of sin that exists in abundance there in the land of Judah. The theologian Matthew Henry asked the question this way, is there no balm in Gilead, no medicine proper for a sick and dying kingdom? Of course there is. Of course there is. He also asked, no skillful hand to apply the medicine, which is the second part of the question, is there no physician there? We indeed have the great physician, the Lord himself. He has provided a balm, which is that blood of Jesus, that can heal any sin, restore any brokenness, cleanse any heart, and bring restoration and perfect health to a person or to a nation. So the issue was not that there's no healing balm available, or that there wasn't a great physician who could apply the healing balm to a person willing. But instead, the issue was that the patient, so to speak, was not willing to submit himself under the care of the great physician and thereby submit himself to the requirements of the medicine and the particular directions for its application. If a doctor today gave you a prescription and told you, if you will take these pills this many times per day for this long of a period, you will effect a complete healing for your physical body. But you would not take the medication, you did not follow the directions, and yet at the end of the period of time prescribed, you complained that your wound is not healed, the physician is a bad physician, and you haven't received any healing. The fault would not lie with the physician. The fault would lie squarely with the patient. And this is really the message of this verse in the book of Jeremiah. God was saying, you've got a problem, and it is to all appearances looks like an incurable wound. Yet, I have made provision for your wound to be cured if you will only submit yourself under the hand of the great physician who calls you to repentance, who calls you to set aside the things that are killing you, which are these false idols and this worship of false gods. And yet the patient, the nation of Judah, would not submit himself under the care of the great physician, would not follow the prescription given, and therefore, as the writer of the book of Jeremiah, the prophet himself, said, the health of the daughter of Zion was not restored. So it's very clear, the problem was not with the doctor, but the problem was with the patient. And this is very true today as well. There are many people in great need of God's intervention in their lives. They may have need for healing physically. They may have need for spiritual or emotional healing. They may have need for deliverance from bondage or addiction to drugs or alcohol. They may have need of healing in their marriage or in some other relationship. And yet, when the great physician makes his prescription as to how they can walk out of that bondage and of that hurt and of that woundedness and walk into a path of restoration and healing and blessing, very often the patient resists the prescription of God, the word of God that gives them clear instructions. Forgive your spouse and you can have your marriage restored. But they refuse, and so they are not healed. Their marriage is not healed. It remains broken and perhaps is broken forever. The problem is not with the great physician. Whatever need you have in your life, whatever area of your heart needs healing, submit yourself to the Lord. Submit yourself to His prescription, which is clearly written out in the Word of God. And if you will do that, you will see healing and restoration break forth in your life. And that is why God Himself has given us His precious Word to give us instruction and counsel and wisdom and help, literally a prescription for your life. Is there no balm in Gilead? There is balm. There is healing ointment. There is all that we need. Is there no physician there? No, there's a physician. There's the great physician. He stands ready and waiting to assist you. But be the patient that the doctor needs, one that will follow the instructions, follow the prescription, and then receive total and complete healing. God bless you and give you a victorious week.
If you have enjoyed My Everyday Bible, please share it with others. It's our heart to get the Word of God out around the world. If you'd like to help us continue this work, you can make a donation through this app or on our website at myeverydaybible.com. You can also mail a check to Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 745, Forest, Virginia, 24551. Once again, that's P.O. Box 745, Forest, Virginia, 24551. And don't forget to check out our free library of Bible teachings at hiddenwithchrist.org. We believe you will be blessed because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Have a victorious week.